Welcome, listeners, to this week's edition of In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond, here on WWUH. My name is Ken Laster, and we're going to begin today's show with three fine guitarists, beginning with Dan Arcimone. That'll be followed by Dan Liparini and then Tony Davis, all coming out of the University of Hartford and the Hart School of Music, Jackie McLean Institute for Jazz. But let's begin with Dan Arcimone. He's got a new album out entitled Standards Volume 1 with his interpretation of some jazz standards, new and old. We are going to start with Maiden Voyage from Dan Arcimone.
We'll be right back. Thank you. just like a bird searching for a destination. Just with one bite, she's always feeling ready to take flight, to start from the beginning. Let all your memories just fade. She has seen so many places. In her own world, she is free and she is always unafraid to befriend the unknown. I can see through the shade her orange face.
Some fine music coming out of the Hartford, Connecticut area on those three tracks we heard. Last thing you heard, Tony Davis from his premiere release entitled Golden Year 2020 release. That one includes Tony Davis on guitar, Dave Bryan on piano, Desron Douglas on bass, and Eric McPherson on drums. And some nice vocals as well by Alina Enjabarian. Before that, we heard from Dan Liparini from his album Tessellations, another premier album. And that is Dan Liparini on guitar, Jen Allen on piano and keyboards, Matt Dwanzik on bass, and Eric Hallenbach on drums. And we heard Salamander from the album Tessellations. And we started out that set with Dan Arcimone from his new release, Standards, Volume 1. We heard the Herbie Hancock original, Maiden Voyage. And as we continue on with the music, I've got to mention that we've been through some rough times here in America, particularly over the last few months with a contested election that should never have been contested. And I'll even extend that for the last 4 years in the administration of Donald J. Trump that has changed this country, and not for the better. So musically, whenever I contemplate this country and where we've been, brings me to this composition by Pat Metheny and David Bowie. The name of the tune is This Is Not America, and I'm going to play that from an album by Charlie Hayden. The album's entitled Not In Our Name, and I will play This Is Not America. Thank you. Two songs inspired by what I can only describe as a sorry state of affairs here in the United States of America. The last song you heard was from Weather Report from the album Mysterious Traveler. We heard American Tango. And before that, we heard from Charlie Hayden and the Liberation Orchestra. From his album, Not in Our Name, we heard This Is Not America. Let's switch things up and go to another continent entirely. This is from the John Coltrane Quartet from the Complete Africa Brass Sessions. We are going to hear an extended composition, Africa, from John Coltrane. Thank you. That was John Coltrane and African Brass, a 1961 recording featuring John Coltrane's quartet with an extended horn section. John Coltrane, of course, on tenor sax, McCoy Tyner on piano, Reggie Workman on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. And on that session, it is supplemented with the likes of Freddie Hubbard, Julian Priester, Paul Chambers, and more. And we're going to continue on with another John Coltrane composition, After the Rain, but this time performed by Joel Ross, a young vibraphone player, from his second release, Who Are You?, a 2020 release, one of my favorites of last year. We are going to hear After the Rain. Thank you. A fine, fine rendition of the John Coltrane composition After the Rain from Joel Ross, young vibraphonist who recently released the album Who Are You, a 2020 release. All right, that'll about do it for today's show. My name's Ken Laster. Thanks for listening to In the Groove, Jazz and Beyond. Well, after searching down After the Rain by Joel Ross, I happened to come across After the Cosmic Rain from Chick Corea. This on a trio album, Chick Corea, Stanley Clark, and Lenny White. The album's entitled Forever, a 2010 release. So let's listen to After the Rain. Thanks for listening, folks. I'll be back next week.
Thank you.